Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Andrew Kramer. Here's what's happening. As rioting continued for a second straight day in Philadelphia, officials completely shut down Center City by not allowing car traffic on the roads from River to River and Vine to South Streets. The Ben Franklin Bridge was shut down. SEPTA suspended all operations. Amtrak and NJ Transit did the same to and from Philadelphia. All this as the city was placed under another mandatory curfew. West Philadelphia was a hot spot for looters, in particularly along 52nd Street near Market, where KYW's Justin Udo spent the day.
When I first got to the scene, I was greeted with tear gas, and that escalated from that going around the corner and seeing cop cars that were on fire. They told me a brick had been put through one of those police cars and an officer taken to the hospital. You see, we saw fires on the street. We saw people breaking into a restaurant and then quickly moving into a Family Dollar. And for about 15, 20 minutes, people went in and out of that Family Dollar, climbing out of a busted window that, as police stood probably less than a block away, looking at everything transpire. And
the injured officer will be okay. Police say the car was there to block protesters. Over in Port Richmond,
in addition to the Foreman Mills here, a Foot Locker down the street had its glass door shattered, and people were carrying merchandise out of there. While we were on that scene, police went rushing up the street to the Walmart on Aramingo Avenue. Looters had smashed a couple of the plate glass entrance doors there, and they were going in and coming out with merchandise. A couple of them were arrested in the back of the store loading merchandise into a car, and then there were a couple more who were arrested going out the front door, a couple of them carrying flat-screen TVs.
KYW's Mike DiNardo reporting on scene there for us. Mayor Jim Kenney and Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw addressed all the violence. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb has their reaction.
Well, they talked about the damage that the vandalism and looting is doing to the very people who are most impacted by police brutality and systemic racism when it moves out to the neighborhoods. They managed to seal off Center City, and so the looters and vandals went to neighborhood business corridors. And they're damaging now businesses that are not big Center City, shiny, glossy stores, but neighborhood businesses where people from the community are employed, that they depend on for their livelihood, that we're just getting ready to open Friday after a two-month-long shutdown for COVID-19 measures.
The National Guard was called in to help Philadelphia police. That's the All Local. I'm Andrew Kramer. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app. And on your smart speaker, just say play KYW News Radio.